The upcoming cultural highlights in our region include South African dance, New Age music, Renaissance music, and a whole lot more. Multi-instrumentalist and composer Ben Cosgrove brings his nature-inspired New Agey instrumental sounds to Dewey Hall in Sheffield, Mass. Tonight at 7:30 p.m. Gregory Makoma, the South African choreographer of William Kentridge's The Head and the Load, returns to the Hunter Center at Massmoka in North Adams with Sion Requiem of Ravel's Bolero, performed by the Vianney Dance Theater on Saturday at 8 p.m. The work weaves a narrative of greed, power, and the pain of mourning, with a moving live score interrogating Ravel's music through South African vocal traditions. This event is co-presented by Jacob's Pillow. The Crescendo Music Series hosts Thanksgivings for Life and Love, 16th century Spanish polyphony and contemporary Latin American folk music, a program that illustrates a parallel between spiritual issues set to music by Spanish Renaissance masters and social justice and human rights matters expressed musically in a merging of folklore themes, popular songs, and classical contemporary works by famous 20th century Latin American composers on Saturday at 4 p.m. at St. James Place in Great Barrington, Mass., and again on Sunday at 4 p.m. at Lakeville United Methodist Church in Lakeville, Connecticut. 6 to 8 voice motets by some of Spain's most remarkable Renaissance composers are featured, along with choral and instrumental arrangements based on Latin American folk melodies. Musicians and cultural figures including Richard Barone, David Amram, Milton, Mark Black, David and Jacob Burns, Steve Adabo, Lydia Adams Davis, and others team up for a program called Music Plus Revolution, Greenwich Village in the 1960s at the Town Crier in Beacon, New York, tonight at 8:30 p.m. Even before the Beatnik riots of 1961, New York City's Greenwich Village was the epicenter of a revolutionary movement in the history of American music and culture. In the early 60s and throughout the decade, a new wave of writers and performers, inspired by the folk revival of the 50s, created socially aware and deeply personal songs that changed the notion of what a song could be, changing the folk repertoire from traditional songs to songs sprung from personal contemporary experience and the nation's headlines, raising the level of political self-expression to high art. Next weekend, the Orchestra Now performs Beethoven's Symphony No. 3, Eroica, in the Fisher Center at Bard College on Saturday, February 8th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, February 9th at 2 p.m. The program, under the direction of Leon Botstein, includes the Consecration of the House Overture and Piano Concerto No. 4 featuring soloist Anna Polonsky. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.